Last week, I participated in a program called the I Can Be program that the local chamber puts on, where professionals, local professionals, get to sit in booths in the in an auditorium at in the high school, and they bring all of the kids. Every student comes in and gets to ask people industry questions, or they ask them questions about whatever industry they work in. And I've been involved with the program since it started, and it's always very rewarding and it's interesting. And it also, I highly recommend it if there's anything like that in your community to get involved in, because just meeting these kids and seeing how curious they are and how smart they are, and having the opportunity to give them some insight as to what to expect when they enter the workforce, encourage them, give them advice that is beyond even what the career choices are. And the fact that they get to see people who are in the world doing things in professionals, and they get to see them in person and ask the questions freely, I think it's empowering to them, because we're not a parent, we're not a teacher, we're not this symbol of authority that they have to deal with on a regular basis. We're just a resource for them. And I mean, some kids may not see it that way, but you make sure that they feel that way by the time you're done talking to them. You know, every conversation I had with every kid, there were a couple of things I made sure and tell them. I gave them my utopia analogy in terms of how not to get discouraged when you fail at anything. And then I also tell them to see their education in a way, in a different way, not as a burden, but as your limited time to where you get to gather all the data and information, armor, and weapons you'll need to survive in the world. And that there's so much to learn from your favorite teacher. And sometimes there's even more to learn from your least favorite teacher, if you just shift your perspective a little bit and see them as resources that it's your job to take advantage of and to draw from. You try to tell them to see beyond the tests. You try to tell them to understand that the math class isn't about numbers and equations. It's about problem solving. You try to tell them that when they take history, it's not about recalling dates or events. It's about learning about the things we've done in the past, and learning about our mistakes that we've made, and learning about the successes we've done, and trying to utilize that information and apply it to their own life. You know, that English isn't just about reading and understanding, you know, grammar. It's about communication, and so a tool that you'll need for the rest of your life is to learn how to communicate. So there's a lot of things, and it's funny, when you talk to them, you start to almost rediscover a lot of these things. You're giving them advice and you're recalling that, oh, these are things that I've learned over the years. And that's a very cathartic thing to go through, and it's beneficial in its own way to you. And I like that process. I enjoy helping the kids and trying to, in a short time, be a kind of like a stand-in mentor for them. And I've gotten some pretty great reactions from them, and even some handshakes after the discussions and everything, which is really rewarding and nice. But I always leave kind of personally fulfilled also. And then, you know, in life, you know, you get discouraged. You kind of, you know, there's times when anybody that's an entrepreneur or professional or in any industry, I imagine it has moments where they feel like a fraud. and waiting for somebody to figure out that, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing. And it's days like that where you feel like, you know what, I think I have a little bit of a clue. And the truth is that everybody is kind of trying to get by and figure things out. So anyway, So I thought that was an interesting exercise, and it's very fulfilling. And I'm glad they closed it down during COVID, and they brought it back. And so I'm glad that they did, and everything. So anyway, that's all I have to say today. All right, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and share your thoughts if you have any about this particular topic, and subscribe if you haven't already. Thanks.